The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, international renowned actor Alec Baldwin was in court today. He's accused of involuntary manslaughter while he was filming and a firearm discharge on the set. Well, joining us to give the latest on what's happening in the trial is Harriet Alexander. Harriet is a US-based reporter with The Times UK. Harriet, thank you very much for being with us today.
A pleasure.
Now, you might just remind us a bit about the actual incident itself and what Alec Baldwin is charged with.
Yeah, so he is charged with involuntary manslaughter. It's relating to an accident in Santa Fe, New Mexico, in October 2021, when he was filming a Western called Rust. What happened was that he was rehearsing a scene. He was playing the lead role. He was also a producer on the film. He pulled out a gun and the gun fired and it hit and killed the camerawoman, Halina Hutchins. So at the heart of this case is whether Alec Baldwin was acting, as the prosecutors say, with reckless disregard, or whether he was simply, as the defense say, an actor who was acting and that the actual responsibility for the firearms was with someone else.
Mm. And Harriet, what exactly happened today?
So we had a jury selection yesterday. Today we had the opening statements from both sides. The prosecutors have just begun their case. Essentially, they are showing footage from the body cameras of the first responders, showing what it was like as they got to this set on the outskirts of Santa Fe in New Mexico, as they were desperately trying to revive Halina Hutchinson. Baldwin has looked quite somber as this is being shown. Now, of course, he insists that it was not his fault at all, that he says he never actually pulled the trigger and that the gun went off of its own accord. But more than that, it's the argument that he was simply an actor and that the firearms professionals were the ones who were in charge of the weapons.
And who, Harriet, is attending court with Alec Baldwin? We know he has very famous family, siblings. Are there any of those present supporting him?
Yes. Yes, indeed. So his wife, Hilaria, is with him. They are very high profile. They live in New York City, are frequently tailed by camera crews and the paparazzi. They are actually making a documentary series about their life with their numerous children. So she is there. Also his brother, Stephen Baldwin, who is also an actor. He is there and his sister is there as well. So there's quite a show of support for Alec Baldwin.
Mm. And you mentioned yesterday they selected the jury. Where is the case actually being heard and what does the makeup of the jury look like?
So there's 16 people on the jury. The jury selection was actually quite quick. Mm. Sometimes it can drag on, but this was all done within the space of a few hours. It's interesting to note that this has sort of been quite a slow road to get this far, because he was initially charged and then the charges were dropped. Then they offered him the option of agreeing to a lesser charge, no trial, no high profile event like this, while he was considering that. They then rescinded that offer and said, actually, no, we're going to try you. So it's been quite a roller coaster for Alec Baldwin, that's for sure.
And the kernel of his defence is what?
Essentially, that he would not be expecting that there would be live ammunition in this gun. His lawyer, somebody called Alex Spiro, is saying that everybody knows that you never have live ammunition on set. They are very much pointing the finger at the assistant director. He's somebody called Dave Halls, and the armorer, who's called Hannah Gutierrez Reed. Now, she was young at the time. She's still is young. She's 20. Mm. She was 24. She was the daughter of a veteran armorer, but it was actually only her second film. And she was tried last year and found guilty of negligence. She's serving an 18-month prison sentence. Dave Halls, the second person I mentioned, he took a plea deal. So he's not serving prison time, but he has agreed to cooperate with this trial. So Baldwin's team is essentially saying that he is taking the blame for something that they, the the weapons professionals actually messed up.
Yeah, an interesting prospect, because he's not just an actor in this situation. Of course, he's involved in the production and the execution of the film as well. But Harriet, what about the length of the trial? How long is this expected to last? And what name should we look out for in terms of who's going to testify?
So, yes, so the judge this morning said that it will be 8 days of testimony. That, of course, doesn't include their deliberations, but 8 days for that. Of course, Alec Baldwin, he is the reason why everybody is fascinated by this very high profile with his high profile family. You will hear a lot about Hannah Gutierrez Reed. She's the armorer that I just mentioned, who is in prison. Dave Halls, who was the first assistant director, he will be testifying, and that will be crucial. And then the prosecutor is somebody called Alinda Johnson. We will hear a lot from her. And Alex Spiro, that is Alec Baldwin's lawyer. But also it's worth mentioning that a very famous women's rights lawyer, Gloria Allred, she is there. She seems to crop up in most cases nowadays, but she was there because she is representing the family of Halina Hutchins, and said that she is there on behalf of her family, many of whom are in Ukraine, where Hutchins was born.
Well, Harriet, no doubt you'll be busy covering this for the next 8 days, and we do appreciate you taking the time to be with us today. That was Harriet Alexander, who is a US-based reporter with The Times in the UK. Thank you very much for being with us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.